It's week 7 of the COVID-19 shutdown, and we're once again checking in with some of Central New York's arts and culture venues to see how they're coping. WAER Scott Willis caught up with Auburn Public Theater and found out they're offering virtual programs 4 times a week.
Artistic director Angela Dadabo finds great irony in all of this. She says they've spent the past 16 years trying to get people out of their houses and away from electronics, only now to be stuck in and to them.
So here we are, faced with the shutdown, and we're sort of pedaling as fast as we can to get everybody on their phones and their tablets and their screens and their computers and so on and so forth through our programming. We are hosting our open mic night Tuesday nights at 7 for about an hour, and we're soliciting musicians ahead of time to make sure it's all scheduled and they're set up and the lighting's right and the technology's right.
You know that love takes some stepping out. If you try to hide, something deep inside will die. So take my hand and we'll walk the line. You know that I will love you till the day I die.
Kate Ellen Dean singing there on a recent open mic night. Dadabo says they didn't really plan on virtual programming 4 times a week, but she says the team is determined and they have a pretty big Rolodex of performers to call upon after a decade and a half, not to mention they don't have to be available to make the trip to Auburn. Among them is Skinny Atlas native Jeff Connor in Northern California, here doing his best Bob Dylan.
Yeah, you can catch it when you're at the grocery store. You can catch it off the handle of a door.
Wide web opens us up to everybody, right? Not just people who are physically here. So that's been really one of the silver linings of programming in this very bizarre set of circumstances. Not only can performers, you know, sort of pop in from anywhere, but we have people watching from all over the place. People from different continents, lots of different time zones, and they're commenting in real time on Facebook. And for me, that's cutting through some of the sense of loss and loneliness and separateness. It's a virtual community for sure, but it's a community nevertheless.
As with most performance spaces, Dadabo and the Auburn Public Theater staff are trying to figure out what the future might look like once they're allowed to reopen in some capacity.
And we're having the same conversation I'm sure everyone else is having about cleaning protocols, number of people in the building, you know, what we once had versus what we will now have, how we will tape off seats or tape off rows.
But she acknowledges the uncertainty is pretty thick, just as they were finally hitting their stride.
We have spent the last over 16 years now building Auburn Public Theater, creating Auburn Public Theater, reinforcing Auburn Public Theater, dreaming of long-term sustainability for Auburn Public Theater, and we really felt like we were on the eve of making that happen.
Dadabo says the theater that began as an unlikely social experiment with 5 younger, idealistic, undercapitalized friends feels positioned to persevere.
If you kind of pull back and take a higher view of the path of the theater, this feels like something we might be able to overcome. We certainly hope we'll be able to overcome. We still have the grit and the determination to try to overcome it.
Scott Willis, WAER News.
I know it, you feel so all alone, but everybody must stay home.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.